we welcome you in the name of the Lord and giving Pastor Dave another Sunday off. He's not supposed to use his voice much for 2 weeks. But that means it's 2 weeks here next Sunday. Anyway, appreciate Jeff helping me today. See a few things in here we need to point before I forget. Bill wishes to thank everybody for their prayers. The surgery went well. And you hope that's the last one, right? Okay, the playground committee meets Wednesday. Garage sale again. After we moved 20 truckloads to Judy, now she's got some more people going to move some truckloads in on July 25th and 26th. Friday night dogs, July 18th and 25th. And the fair booth where you can sign up to see this out here. And otherwise, I think that's everything.
Word and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together, as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord was my support in the day of my calamity.
You brought me out of the world of my eyes. You rescued me. You brought my soul to life in me.
I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer.
For you say of the humble people, of the haughty eyes you bring heaven.
This God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true.
For this is how great you, O Lord, among the nations, and sing to your name. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
The Lord was my support in the day of my calamity.
He brought me out into the world of ice. He rescued me because of the life in me.
The Old Testament reading for today is taken from Proverbs chapter 9. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her beasts. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her young women to call from the highest place in the town. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. To him who lacks sense, she says, come, eat of my bread, and drink of the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and live, and walk in the way of insight. Whoever corrects a scoffer gets himself abused, and he who reproves a wicked man incurs injury. Do not reprove a scoffer, or he will hate you. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you. Give instructions to the wise man, and he will be still wiser. Teach a righteous man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle lesson is taken from Ephesians chapter 2. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing the law of commandments and ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of two, so making peace, and might reconcile us before God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. And he came and preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, goes into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together in a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to
mercy, and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, be unto you all. Amen. Our text for today is the Gospel lesson you have in front of you. I will not reread it. We will talk about it. Matter of fact, we're going to talk about a wedding. And there was a wedding this week, and I wasn't invited. Do you know that? I was not invited. It was in Venice, Italy. And it was Jeff Bezos, I think, not this day, Jeff Bezos. But a wedding that was not cheap. When I got married 63 years ago, it cost me $10. I paid the preacher. And $10 was a lot of money back then. This wedding in Venice cost $50 million. Can you imagine? $50 million. I think the reason was Jeff did not want to happen what happened in our gospel lesson. Because he invited the rich and famous. That's what happened in our gospel lesson. But he made sure they come because he bought them all airline tickets to get over there and paid for everything. So that way he had them in his pocket. He gave them the tickets and they had to come. But the wedding in our text shows something, and I want to mention the one in Matthew. I think it's a different one, very similar, but the one in Matthew, when they got there, remember there was a man who didn't have on a wedding garment. And I think the reason of this is the same reason of there, Jeff wanted to make sure they're there, well, the host of the wedding provided a garment, just a wrap-over garment, is what I read from the history of the time. They probably went out to Walmart and bought a whole multiple thousand of them, and they could give to their guests. Because the one guest came, and after they'd gone to the highways and byways to bring him in, and he didn't have a wedding garment. So, well, how could he? Because they provided. But the whole idea of the wedding, we have to realize what it's all about. It's about what's happening here at Trinity Lutheran today. This is again the wedding that you were invited. There are several different themes you can use for this. I wrote, you were invited, could be making excuses or setting priorities. They all tie together. But we were invited. But the wedding gown is provided. It was provided when Jesus on the cross said, it is finished. The price is paid. So now salvation is free. We come here, we're invited to come receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ, to receive His word, to receive the assurance every Sunday that our sins are forgiven. And it bothers the Lord if we're not all here. Your church should be overflowing if all our members were here every Sunday. Should be. God mentioned one time that the only question on Sunday morning that should not be asked ever in the Christian family is, are we going to church today? When I grew up, thank the Lord, that question was never asked. Because unless we couldn't get there, couldn't get the Model T started, or couldn't get up the hill with ice, or if Dad was too sick to drive, and maybe once in a very long time, once in a while, there had to be something done on Sunday morning. But otherwise, that question is never asked in the Christian family because it's part of us. This is our life. This is what it's all about, is Jesus and His forgiveness. And yet, throughout the world, it's always been the other way. People are looking at the world. It was that way in the day of Noah. Remember, people married and got married and having a great time. The day of Abraham, in the day of Jesus, it was that way. Today, it's the same way. Making money comes first. The Bible makes it very clear that money is what?
Evil.
Good. But money is the root of all evil. Money is something we need to buy things to support the Lord's work. But it's the love of money that the Lord forbids. And this is one of our problems in America, because we have so many luxuries, so many things we can't imagine what we have. We're having another garage sale in July, and I was talking to Judy that I remember the last one. We dumped off probably 8 loads of things when we're getting ready to move. All these things, a room full of stuff. You know, that's been, what, a couple of months ago? We don't miss any of it. It was things. We accumulate things, so many things, and we think we can't live without them, and then all of a sudden, hey, we can. We can, because one thing is needful. One thing is needful, and that is the Word of God. In our text, the great supper was invited. And we are invited. We are invited. He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." We come here to find freedom. We come here to celebrate our independence. This week is Independence Day, and sadly our country, this morning on the news, thousands out in California marching and saying, "Don't celebrate the 4th of July. Don't celebrate it." And they're carrying Mexican flags up and down, as far as you could see down the street. The country's all messed up. Jesus said, "If any would not work, neither should he eat." In New York now, they have nominated, and everybody thinks he'll be elected, a mayor that's a communist, socialist, wants everything for free. Free bus ride, everything you get for free. Free health care, free school, everything is free. And somebody said, "Who's going to pay for it?" So I'm going to tax the rich. And my wife said, "Well, if that happens, probably there's not going to be any rich. They're all going to move to Florida." But this is our country today. New York City used to be the apple of the country. People couldn't wait just to see New York City. And now what has come to that, everybody wants a free ride. The free ride is what we get right here at the wedding. The free ride, it was paid for when it is finished 2 weeks ago. You know, this sermon is really a continuation of my last one, because it was a mission sermon, and that's what this is. Because hereafter the supper was ready, they didn't come. Who are the missionaries? The guests that were there. We are the ones that go out. If we come here and see somebody is missing, the Lord says, "Hey, go bring them back. Go tell them they need to come back here." And if it's still the church and that folk, what, go into highways and the byways and compel them to come in. It's so important that we come here to the banquet, because this is where our faith was nurtured and this is where our faith is fed. I mentioned so many times about the pastor preaching about church attendance and getting into the Word. over and over, and I told you the reason. Because on Judgment Day, do you realize your pastor has to give an account of all the members under his care? The Bible makes it very clear, talking about pastors, obey them that have the rule over you, for they watch for your souls as they that must give an account. Doesn't mean if the pastor warns and you turn away, he's responsible then. But he must warn you. Warn you what happens if you turn away from Jesus. If you get out of the Word, that's why, if you continue in my Word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So that's why God provides pastors to lead a congregation. But not that the pastor is to be doing all the work, that the pastor is to be training the members to do the work. Training the members to be missionaries. Training the members to go out to the sick, the maimed, the hungry, and the blind, and invite them to come in. Training the members to go out to the wayward. Go out to the alleys and bring them in. The ones who are lost in their sin, bring them in and tell them, here is a free meal. The meal of forgiveness in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He came and bought our salvation. He bought our freedom. Memorial Day and 4th of July cannot be separated, because we wouldn't have the independence without all the lives that were paid for our freedom. So we can't separate Memorial Day from 4th of July, and we can't separate Good Friday from Easter Sunday, because Christ paid the price, and now we are forgiven. We have that freedom, but now we have the freedom to live unto Him who died for us and rose again. We as pastors are taught how to speak the Word. We're taught there are times you need strong law. The times when we see people living in sin and not caring about the Lord's Word, we must preach the law to them. When we're preaching to a person who is trembling under the weight of their sin and wondering, will God really forgive me after what I have done? The law at that time, that's when we need the comforting hope of the gospel. Or if we're preaching to the sorrowing, the one who just lost a loved one, then we preach eternal life promised to you and to me and to those who died loving Jesus, that there is that hope and that forgiveness and eternal life. And preaching to everybody, whether hurting or not, is always law and gospel, a combination. Because who of us here does not need the law? The Bible said there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. So every day you and I need that gospel of forgiveness, because we are sinners. But every day we have that promise that our sins are daily forgiven. Even as we sin, our sins are washed away in the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross. And He is coming to us today and said, come now, for all is ready. But now the same command given to pastors, the same training that pastors have, is what we as pastors try to train you in, about speaking to your fellow man. You're going to find some people that need the law. And usually the ones that need the law badly, they're not going, oh, thank you for correcting me. That's not going to happen. Once in a while, maybe, but is not going to happen. And yet, we have to warn people. If we see somebody we love or care about or know that doesn't know Jesus as Savior, that thinks it doesn't matter when you're dead, we need to show them that Jesus is coming again. And He's going to raise all the dead. Those who believe in Jesus to eternal life and everybody else to eternal damnation. And that's the message we have to preach to the one that is so sure of himself and his ways and he's in charge of his life to show him that God is in charge. But you also know how you have to treat other people. I've preached many times about reading the need. You can find out when somebody really needs a friend. When somebody really needs some help. You'll find somebody that's really down, crying and whatever. And sometimes we don't want to get involved. It's hard because once we get involved in their life, we kind of feel we're responsible, that God sent us there, and now we have to work and work to try to bring them to see Jesus, to bring them to see that they are sinners and need forgiveness and life everlasting. So we need to be feeding them with the Word. Read the need. You can do, I've seen it in church. I've seen in the past, I've seen somebody come to church and we knew, everybody knew they were going through a rough time in their life. And it seemed that everybody avoided because they didn't know what to say or how to get involved. But let the Holy Spirit guide you. You don't know what to say, but God chose you. He said, if you're offered up, even if we're taken captive, don't worry about what we're saying. God is going to tell us what to say. And so when you try to help somebody in need, somebody is crying out for the gospel and doesn't know it, you need to go to them and probably still need to speak the law to them underneath, that let them know we don't deserve anything from God, but He has given His all for us. That He gave His only Son unto death, that we might live. That's how much He loved the world, and that's how much He loves you. And repeat what we're told in the Hebrews. Repeat this to them. Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts. Again, now is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of the Lord. So, it's our job not just to be ready on Judgment Day, not to just have our lives together, and not to feed on the Word and sacrament very regularly. That's number one. But that's where our strength is going to come from, to say no to the devil. That's where our strength is going to come to go to our fellow man in need, to go to the highways and byways and compel them to come in, because we have that hope in Jesus Christ, and now He sends us forward. He first loves us. Heaven is our home. And this is the whole point of our lives, is to live for Jesus. To feed at the marriage supper every opportunity we have. To be able to seek out those around us who need to hear about Jesus and know what He has done, and to speak that message of salvation to others. Children, adults alike, you have the power of the Holy Spirit. 2 weeks ago I said, and you heard how many converts I had in my 63 years of ministry? None. I have converted none. It's the Holy Spirit that does it. And He doesn't do it just through pastors. He converts so many people through Christians out in the walkway of life that see people around them in need and share that message that gave us freedom. And now remember, Peter and John were told to quit speaking about that Jesus risen from the dead. And what did they? We cannot but speak what we have seen and heard. So I pray that now after looking again at the supper, looking again that we have been invited, that we will in no way be making excuses. And then after we get to the supper, we'll look around, and if someone isn't there, we'll go out. If maybe it's because they are the sick, the maimed, the hungry, and that's why they aren't there. And we'll go out looking. But our lives from this time forward are to be built around Jesus. That we are His witnesses, His disciples. We who have come to the dinner are to go out and bring others in, that they too may taste the beauty of the gospel of forgiveness in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Now may that wonderful peace with God that we have through the forgiveness of our sins in Christ Jesus hold us steadfast in the faith until life everlasting. Amen. Could we have the offering?
Let us pray for the whole Church of God, in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. O Lord, open our hearts wide through your love for us in Christ, that when we see a brother in need, we joyfully help him with the goods of this world, which you have placed in our hands. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, send forth your servants to all corners of the earth, that your eternal banquet hall may be filled. Keep them steadfast in preaching the blessed invitation of the gospel, that all hungry and weary sinners may find righteousness and nourishment in Jesus Christ, who has made everything ready by his death and resurrection. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, help parents set their children's feet firmly on wisdom's path by raising them up in the fear and knowledge of you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, preserve peace in our land and uphold our nation's leaders, especially Donald, our president, Mike, our governor. Enable our leaders, lawmakers, and judges to govern according to your will and not contrary to your order, knowing that all authority under heaven comes from you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, give comfort to the sick and lonely and those who mourn, and hear the prayers of all who are in any need, especially Bill Weaver, Pastor Dave, Al, Roxy, Monica, Shane, Jace, Mark, George, and Bill McGuire, and all that we think of in our own hearts. You are the Lord who feeds and nourishes us with your wisdom. Help us turn to you in faith and find our every want and need answered in your gracious favor. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, through Christ's blood you bring us near, and in his flesh you break down the wall of hostility between us. Bestow his peace upon us and between us as we commune today. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Rejoicing in his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb of his kingdom, which has no end. graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity. All who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you all.
Oh, Jesus.
that you have refreshed us through this dietary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us to the same faith for you and in fervent love towards one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Thank you. Appreciate it.